Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code, please?
My zip code is 9816.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. It's kind of a blurred call. It's kind of muffled. Can you repeat the number?
My zip code is 98166.
Okay, your first and last name?
Cheryl Patterson.
Okay, Ms. Patterson, I do see your name here. Will you verify your address, please?
415 Southwest 197th Street in Normandy Park, Washington, 98166.
Okay, so I'm just to kind of see you order the smartwatch. It's a watch that tracks your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate. Is that what you're calling about?
Well, what I'm calling about is there was a charge on my credit card today for $54.95 that I never authorized. And they gave me this telephone number to call back and find out about that charge.
So that is the charge for the membership that you join when you order the watch.
I didn't agree to any membership.
Well, according to this order, you did authorize the membership as well when you ordered the watch.
I did not.
That membership, okay, well, the membership entitles you to get the watch and some other products and gadgets at low cost. So the membership.
Well,
like
I don't know anything
membership.
About that. Yeah, okay. I don't know anything about that. That was never told to me. I never agreed to that. And I need to have you to reverse the charge, or I'm going to have it disputed through my credit card, because I never authorized that. Nobody said anything about any sort of membership, any sort of other things. I thought it was just that one watch. I was charged the $7.97 back in April, and I'm fine with paying that, but this $54.95, I'm not good with that.
Okay, so you did authorize the charge. Apparently, you didn't see the
I
terms
did not.
And conditions. Well, it's in the terms and conditions. I understand what you're saying, but I can only see the terms and conditions. Now, this company would allow me to give you half of that back as a courtesy because apparently you didn't see or read the terms and conditions. So I can credit your account for half of that fee and make sure that account is closed so they won't bill you anymore.
Well, what about the rest of it?
What do you mean, the rest of it?
Well, if you're just going to give me back half of the fee, what about the rest of it? I'm out the rest of it because
I didn't
read your email or whatever?
Exactly. You didn't read the terms and conditions, apparently, because you did authorize the company to charge your account. This is a call center, so we're simply representing the company and their policies.
Well, I don't care. I mean, no one ever gave me any sort of terms and conditions.
Okay. Everything was disclosed to you in the order when you placed it originally, according to what I see here. Well, based on what I see here, but I can't deviate from the company's policies, but I'll check with my supervisor and be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so he's going to allow me to go ahead and give you the full refund this time, but of course he wanted me to reiterate to you to be careful the next time you place an order. The charge is valid according to the company, but we will go ahead and reverse the charge, and he just wanted me to just advise you to read your terms and conditions carefully the next time.
Well, I never got them, so.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so we have the request for the refund to go through. You're going to get an email indicating the refund is on the way. It will post back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, do you have a
confirmation? It's going to be in your email, of course, that you're getting the refund, but the cancellation number for the order is C as in Charlie, 287-861-399.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.